This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he's taking an opportunity to avoid civil war as he delayed a contentious judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu made the announcement Monday after 2 days of large protests. Meanwhile, following the announcement, Israel's political factions opposed to Netanyahu have begun setting up negotiating teams. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's political factions, opposed to embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have begun setting up negotiating teams after he paused a controversial overhaul plan on pensions legislation. Netanyahu has acknowledged the divisions roiling the nation and has announced a month-long delay for the legislation. He says he wants to avoid civil war and would seek a compromise. He spoke after tens of thousands of people demonstrated outside the parliament building in Jerusalem. But compromise appears elusive as the standoff remains over the fundamental issue of what kind of country Israel should be, and positions only appear to have hardened. 3 months of demonstrations have intensified this week, and Israel's main trade union declared a general strike, leading to chaos that shut down much of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian allies have begun delivering on promises of military support for the country. During a visit to the Netherlands late Wednesday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was asked about promised advanced Leopard tanks for Ukraine.
The answer to your question is yes, we delivered Leopard tanks as we announced.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov released footage of what he said were British Challenger 2 main battle tanks Tuesday that had recently arrived in the country. Reznikov published a video on his Twitter account showing himself climbing into one of the vehicles and thanking British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace and all of Britain for the tanks. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana Tuesday, where she pledged a new era of partnership with Africa, envisioning a future that is propelled by African innovation. Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Harris called for more investment in African ingenuity to unlock economic growth and opportunity.
And I believe we must be intentional to make progress in three key areas. The empowerment of women, digital inclusion, and good governance and democracy.
The vice president's speech on her second full day in Ghana is part of a week-long trip that will include visits to Tanzania and Zambia. Harris is the most high-profile member of President Joe Biden's administration to visit Africa as the U.S. escalates its outreach in the continent. The French Parliament is scheduled to vote Tuesday on a controversial bill that would legalize the temporary use of so-called intelligent surveillance systems to safeguard the 2024 Paris Olympics. Critics contend it will open the door for privacy-busting surveillance in France and elsewhere in Europe. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The bill would legalize the temporary use of so-called intelligent surveillance systems to safeguard the Paris Games and Paralympics. The systems combine cameras with artificial intelligence software to flag potential security concerns, such as abandoned packages or crowd surges. Watchdog groups argue that France will violate international law by becoming the first European Union country to legalize AI-powered surveillance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Police in the city of Nashville say a former student at a Christian elementary school in the city shot through the doors of the school Monday, killing three people and three adults after elaborately planning the massacre, creating a detailed map and conducting surveillance of the building. Investigators now say the shooter may have acted out of resentment. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Residents gathered at the Belmont United Methodist Church in Nashville Monday night to hold each other up in prayer after a deadly shooting at the Covenant School. Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake says a suspect who killed three children and three staffers at their former school left evidence that is being reviewed.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Drake did not say what drove the shooter to open fire before being killed by police, but he told NBC News that investigators believe the shooter had some resentment for having to go to that school. Audio courtesy WSMV. In remarks yesterday, President Biden says Congress must pass legislation that will help fight gun violence.
We have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons.
I'm Jennifer King.
From Washington, I'm Jeff.